Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome back, all of our baby boomer buddies, to the podcast made just for you, Another Day Above Ground. This is where we spend a little time each week talking about things of interest to baby boomers because, you know, a lot of stuff that interests us doesn't interest those darn kids today, so we talk about stuff that we want to talk about. And when I say we, of course, I have two partners in this program. First, welcome from Denver, Colorado, the lovely and talented Carolyn Strauss.
Well, hey, everybody. But listen, I got to run because I'll be right back because I got to go check on my my children in the freezer.
Oh, okay. You don't usually make jokes, and
I wasn't ready for that.
What did she do? She put a small child in the freezer. My God!
Apparently, that's legal now.
You are never going to take taxes ever again.
Exactly. I'm going to go adopt 12 little test tubes, put them in the freezer, and take 12 child tax credits. I'm good.
Sounds good to me. The other voice you hear is from our special guest, but I'll get around to introducing her because first I have to introduce our second partner from the state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
You know, I was wondering, if you drive a frozen fetus out of Arkansas, does it have to be in a child safety seat?
It's got to be in a cooler. And this cooler
the law is children cannot be in a car outside of a child safety seat, so... I would guess you have to put that frozen fetus inside a safety seat.
You just got to keep it away from
the dog.
I think
that the glove compartment would glove compartment would qualify, I think. Because nothing ever gets busted up in there, you know? Anyhow, while you contemplate what to do with frozen fetuses, I'm looking at the fact that we are in awards season. We have way too many seasons, but this is awards season with the Oscars, the Academy Awards, coming up shortly, about to name what they think is the best picture and best actor and best actress and such. And I got to tell you, there's an awful lot of movies out there that are nominated in one way or another. And between the three of us, it was just too hard to cover everything. So once again, we decided to get an expert in the field. Vicky Quadi is a friend of the show. She is also a special Academy Award reviewer. And she has agreed once again to come on and give us her picks for the Academy Awards. Vicky, welcome to Another Day Above Ground.
Thank you so much. I do love being here. And yes, not only do I love movies, but I have a character who loves movies, Sister Cinematica. So I may be commenting as myself, or, you know, Sister might slip in every once in a while, too.
That's what you know. The more the merrier. I've got multiple personalities myself, so the more the merrier.
That won an Oscar, you know.
Vicky, when you say sister, she's a nun, right? So she's in the habit of going to movies?
She is in the habit of doing everything in a habit.
He's a habitual habit.
We just got started. This is weird, man.
Wow, I had that extra cup of coffee this morning. I think it really helped.
So, Vicky, I remember, you know, watching the Academy Awards, and there was always like five movies that were nominated for the best movie. And now that's crept up to, I think, about 105. If you make a movie, it's nominated. And what's the deal with that? Why are there so many movies up there now for Academy Award?
I believe it has something to do with money, as everything does.
Well, most things do, yeah.
I think if you pay the Academy, you somehow can get your movie up there. In fact, if we film this, next year, we could be up for Best Picture.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, not if anyone watched it.
Yeah, but did you watch any of the movies?
All of these films.
Right. Nobody watched all the movies that are nominated this year, so that's fine, Tim.
Well, let's start with the major awards before we get down to the minor foreign cinematic efforts.
major award. There's what, 10 movies nominated. I can't remember all of them, but I think you guys, Carolyn or Vicky, you have a list.
I'll do it.
Sure you don't want best makeup and hairstyling first.
No, that goes.
No,
that goes
no, that would ruin
Vicky.
The suspense.
Yeah. Okay. Options for Best Picture: American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. And if you did see all of those films, that's 3 weeks of your life you're not going to get back, because that's how long it took you to watch 10 films.
Absolutely.
Oppenheimer is 3 weeks of your life you're not going to get back.
And Killers of the Flower Moon, are you kidding me? That movie is more than 3.5 hours long.
Yeah. I liked it, though.
And there's Lent and Mass. What do you mean? That's Easter Sunday.
Right.
The people were complaining I think it was the directors that were complaining that some of the theaters were actually instituted an intermission for the film, and they were very angry. They said, no, it was meant to be watched all at once with you in pain crossing your legs.
When they came out, a couple theaters gave out pee bags that you could go in, you know, so that was very nice. So, Vicky, who do you think is going to take the Best Picture?
Oh, so we're actually going to talk about Best Picture here now. I'm going to say that Oppenheimer is going to win. I think Oppenheimer is going to win over, American Fiction, I don't think a lot of people have seen it yet.
I have, and it's my favorite movie.
I loved it. Dale, I'm with you. Yes. I loved American Fiction. I thought Jeffrey Wright was amazing. I thought the plot was incredible. I highly recommend that film.
Yeah, no, that was my favorite out of the ones I've seen.
Anatomy of a Fall, I didn't see.
See, there you go. You know,
I thought it was something that seniors were supposed to watch. You know, on how to use a walker.
No, it's a Biden biopic.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
Barbie, you know. Wholesome movie about a set of dolls that we played with when we were kids. Of course, you guys probably played with G.I. Joe, but you know,
I was a little too old for G.I. Joe. By the time it came out, I was old enough to recognize that it was a doll and would not play.
Not an action figure.
Boys don't play with dolls.
But let's go back to Barbie for a second. Let's go back to Barbie for 1 second, okay? It was a beautiful film. I mean, the colors were spectacular. I thought it was beautiful. Does it deserve a Best Picture Oscar? Come on.
No, I think it does, because it takes something that you would never in a million years think to make a movie about and turn it into a really good study about how women are treated in the world. And it took me a bit to like the song, the Billie Eilish song, but I really like that song now. What Was I Made For? And I think that's going to win Best Song.
They're also making, I read a Russian version of Barbie where all of the dolls are going to have 5 little dolls inside of them. So that should quintuple the cast.
They're gonna make an underground version where all the Barbies' heads get snapped off, because that's often what girls did as well. Or their little brothers would come in and snap off those Barbie heads.
Well, that's where I thought the weird. That's where I thought the weird Barbie came from. I think every little girl that has brothers had a Barbie that got drawn on.
Right. Exactly. Or they did it themselves, because you know they just wanted to see what it looked like. My daughter cut her Barbie hair, the doll's hair, and then wanted to know how she could get it back on. I was like, it ain't going to
Somebody took off a G.I. Joe head and put it on a Barbie doll, Barbie body, and now that started a trend.
Well, I might have a bit of a disagreement here. I went to a Barbie, actually it was a Kenvention, but it was essentially a Barbie show, and there are people that take the Barbie heads and remove the hair and then put in new hair because they don't like the options that are available. They actually re-hair their Barbie and with like human hair.
And it's called a Kenvention that you went to?
The one in Chicago was a Kenvention. It was focused solely on Ken. But all the Barbie people were there, and they had Barbie. They had, there's people that do like one-off Barbies, and there was like a whole display of them, and they were talking about re-hairing Barbies. So
I think I saw an ad for that on TV. It's the Hair Club for Barbie.
You know, the Ken doll is very Catholic approved because it has no genitalia at all.
We had a guy on the show, a guest on the show, yep, who collected Barbies. He had like 3,500 of them or something, Barbies. And yep, and he married a woman named Barbie. So talk about somebody who's...
Yeah, that was my buddy. That was my buddy. He's the one that took me to the convention.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, let's talk about another movie. Let's talk about Poor Things. Now, the Donald Trump story, right? But Poor Things... What did you guys think of that film? Did you see it?
I did not see it. It looks interesting. It's definitely on my list.
And Emily Blunt, was she the star of that? Or Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Yeah.
Emma Stone. I got to tell you.
They all come from the same lab.
Even I got tired of seeing her naked in the movie, which was about the 90 minutes worth of the movie, was her naked and having sex and making weird faces like Carolyn is now in the throes of excitement. Huh. I just didn't get it.
I wonder what Sister Cinematica thinks about that aspect of the film.
No, I saw that movie at a screening, and actually I loved it because it was so quirky. It was so innocent, and she was finding herself in that movie. And it took me a little bit to figure out that she had a baby's brain in her head and was developing. And the sex didn't bother me because it was her sort of exploring herself.
Did you just do a spoiler? Did you just spoil the movie for me there?
No, you find out that at the very beginning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, be careful with that because a lot of us haven't seen that, plan to see these films.
No. Okay. It was so quirky. I really think she should win Best Actress.
I actually do too. I don't think she will, but I think she should, Vicky. I do. I agree.
Right. Yeah. I think it's going to be. Go ahead.
One that I liked for actress, I thought the best actress was what's her name, who played Barbie. I thought the what she put into that character was really, really good. So, and she didn't even have to get naked.
She got her legs waxed. Big deal. Big deal. Some of us do that every month.
Yeah,
not that hard.
I don't think she was acting. I don't think she was acting either. I think that's just her. I think that's what it is. The Film Academy goes, no, that's Margot Robbie. That's not. She wasn't acting. She's just reading off the teleprompter.
I think Lily Gladstone's going to take it, and she did an excellent job. I just liked Emma Stone's portrayal a little bit better,
So when you talk Lily about Lily Gladstone, you're talking about Killers of the Flower Moon,
yep,
which if I saw it, I think I started it in January and I'll finish it in about April. Longest movie of life. Oh my God. I did not enjoy it.
I loved it. I really liked it. But,
you know, I knew what the ending was because I had read reviews, so I knew. And I had friends who had seen it, so they told me the very
well,
end
don't,
of it.
Well, don't tell me.
So I knew what it was. And when that started, I thought, oh, did they cut this movie? Because that's supposed to be at the end of the movie.
Huh.
And then I took my phone out and kind of surreptitiously turned it on so I could see what time it was, you know? And it was the full 3 hour plus.
Wow, it went by that quickly.
For me, it went by that quick. I literally could have stayed and learned more about that whole episode.
Oh my God, I took the dog out twice during the movie and missed nothing. I was like, I think she needs another walk. I couldn't do it.
Dale, you loved it? You probably watched it.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
You probably watched it at home where you could pause and get up a couple times.
Exactly. You know, of course. But I'm a history buff. It's a true story. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know that they made a movie from the, well, so two things. They made a movie, I think, in the 50s or 60s, and I think it stars Jimmy Stewart, but I may have all of this wrong. And it's told from the FBI side. So it's a black and white film that you can watch if you want to see how this was portrayed. But this screenplay was designed to be from the FBI point of view. And Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to star as the FBI agent who kind of broke open this whole investigation until Martin Scorsese went to the Native American groups and they said, why don't you tell it from our point of view? Tell our story. And then that's the only reason Leonardo DiCaprio stars as a character who in real life was only about 24 years old.
Well, like, it's within his dating range.
Well, that's true.
All right, let's talk about another movie that I think, if it were a different year, would have been the best movie of the year and probably the best performance by a male. The Holdovers was amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I saw that on TV. I mean, I streamed it, and then I loved it so much. A friend of mine came over and we watched it again. And so it's not giving anything away because everyone, if you go online, you can find this out. But Paul Giamatti, should win Best Actor. Yep. I don't think he's going to, but he should. But he has a wandering eye in the movie, you know. And apparently, because he just wanted to mess with everybody, he would make the eye go from one side to the other. He would take out whatever it was and put it in the other eye. So that there are times the left eye looks wonky and there are other times the right eye looks wonky. It just depends. I love that he did that.
Marty Feldman did that with a hump in Young Frankenstein.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And then I saw with Richard Lewis just passed away is that they redid it in Men in Tights, Robin Hood Men in Tights. Richard Lewis did it with his mole. Moved it left to right.
Yes, yes.
Right.
I think Divine Joy Randolph, who is nominated for Best Supporting Actress from The Holdovers, she was amazing as well. I thought that film was really excellent. I mean, we could have called it Mr. Holland's Oculus, but you know, that's
right.
That's okay.
And the kid who's in it, I think it might be his first movie.
It was his first movie and he was amazing.
Yeah. And he did not get nominated, but he'll be somebody to watch. Yeah. You know, you're going to see him again, but you're right. You're right. Best Supporting is definitely Divine Joy Randolph. She is going to win that award.
I hope so. I really do. I thought she was incredible. Now, there's a movie that wasn't nominated, but both of the actresses were, which was Naiad.
Yes.
Did you guys get to see it? I did. I loved it.
I did, and it was all right. You know, I thought Jodie Foster did a good job in the supporting role. But other than that, it bored me. It really bored me.
Wait a minute, you that movie bored you, and Emma Stone being naked for 90 minutes bored you. You okay, Dale? I want to take your temperature. I'm worried about you.
I think he's got a low T factor.
He doesn't like women in tight swimsuits. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm worried about you, babe.
Yeah, no, I did. You know, it was nice. It was, again, it was a true story, so that was good of it. But other than that, you know. Just, I'm not really into swimming pictures. What used to be a big category and lately has just kind of fallen in the wayside is the best song. And I don't even know what's nominated. They used to be great songs coming out of the movies, but ever since, you know, it's hard out there for a pimp, you know, I don't think the songs have been that good.
Well, it's, who is?
Okay, original. I'm just Ken from Barbie. What was I made for from Barbie? Really? What's a Hashi from Killers of the Flower Moon? It never went away from American Symphony. I don't know what that is. and a song called "The Fire Inside" from Flamin' Hot. I mean, besides a Cheeto movie, what is that?
It's after the Barbie movie.
By the way, that's the third bell for Carolyn.
It's a suppository movie, I think. I don't know what that is. Right.
Me either.
I'm just Ken. It's just going to be fun to see it, right? Just to see it being performed.
So they do all the best songs at the awards. They will
all five of them are going to be performed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Gosling is going to actually perform it at that he wasn't going to, and they changed their minds. And about a week or two ago, they said that they want him to perform. So Ryan Gosling is going to perform the "I'm Just Ken" song. That should be worth watching the Oscars for by itself.
Yeah,
in costume, or are they going to get his prosthetic chest?
Was that prosthetic? It was not.
Sure looked like it.
I don't think it was.
CGI?
He's adorable. No.
CGI. I mean, that was a chest. That's not normal.
Ken, come on.
Just oil. Tell me it's just, you ladies just want to think it was just oil.
Next year, probably Ricardo Montalban had a prosthetic chest in Star Trek.
So in recapping, you think the best picture is going to be Oppenheimer about the development of the atomic bomb. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, because it was such an epic and wonderfully filmed. Okay, every time I see a movie like Maestro, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, I do my own investigation later. I'll look at documentaries. I'll look at articles. I'll read articles. I'll read reviews. I really do a deep dive into all these subjects. And Oppenheimer was so well done and is so true to the story. It isn't like an Oliver Stone movie where everything is reimagined and, then there was no bomb. So, no, it exactly tells that story, and it is so well filmed and acted.
Maestro, you know, I thought this is going to be great. It's going to be the history of one of the greatest composers ever. And they never mentioned, very little mentioned the music, just the fact that he was gay. So yeah. Who cares? You know, it's a great composer. So yeah, I thought that one didn't get any votes for me.
I'm going to be the ignorant one here. Who is it about?
Leonard Bernstein.
Okay.
And it was Bradley Cooper playing Leonard Bernstein. And I did not enjoy that movie at all. I have to say, I didn't like any of it.
No, I didn't either.
No.
I like Carey Mulligan, who played his wife. She was terrific.
She could whine a little less.
Well, you are now prepared, my listening friends, to watch the Oscars coming up shortly, and you'll know exactly who to bet on if, in fact, you're a wagering person, which I'm not. But we'd like to thank you, Vicky, for your insight and giving us the inside dope, as it were, as to who's going to take home the big awards. Are you planning a big party yourself?
I'm going to a party. I'm going to a big party. That should be a lot of fun. But just before we go off, did anyone see the Zone of Interest?
Did not.
Did you?
I did.
Okay, give us a little bit of is it a thumbs up, thumbs down, and should we see it?
It's definitely a thumbs up. My friend who called and said, you want to go see it? I said, what is it about? And she said, oh, it's about Rudolf Huss and the villa that he lived in right outside of Auschwitz. And I said, oh, so it's not a musical comedy? And you gotta go knowing that it's a Nazi film. And but it is.
I did not see it.
Really, really well done. And it's subtitled. So,
what's it called? Area of Interest?
The Zone of Interest, it turns out to be the 6 miles around Auschwitz and other concentration camps where all the people who lived within that 16-mile radius were kicked out. And the zone of interest was to protect the
secret.
The secret that the camps were there. Exactly. Yeah. But Rudolf Hauff had a villa, an amazing villa, built right next door to Auschwitz. And the family took it over and lived a life that you and I could only imagine.
A movie about Nazis with subtitles. I'm in, man. I'm there. What?
And it's 2 hours long.
Oh, it's two hours long.
There you go. There you go.
It's good, though. I'm surprised it's not up. It's a Polish film. I'm surprised it's not up for Best Foreign Film. It might win Best Foreign Film if it was that.
Huh. It is up for International Feature Film. It is.
Oh, it says UK, but it was made in Poland.
Maybe by British producer, probably.
Oh, there you go.
No, maybe. Okay, so are you guys going to parties? Are you having like a pizza party or a popcorn party? Are you doing anything?
No, I don't get invited to many parties.
I have never been to an Oscar party. Do people actually watch?
Yes. Huh. Yes, it's like going to a Super Bowl party where you actually watch the show instead of the commercials. It's really fun. A bunch of us get together, all my friends, every year, and we have those little teeny Oscar statues, and we, you know, we get
like straws, like Oscar straws to drink out of.
No, but that's a good idea. I like that.
What is served at an Oscar party? Because I know like a Super Bowl party, it's like wings and seven layer dip.
No, it's kind of fancier food, little petite fancy food. I think it's because, you know, in honor of all of the skinny actresses.
Oh,
that's right. And lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol.
Well, however you wish to party for,
just in case you were wondering.
However you wish to party on this upcoming Oscar, please do it safely and have a lot of fun. And once again, we'd like to thank you, Vicky Quadi, for joining us and giving us some tips on what to watch. Thank you. And on behalf of everybody at Another Day Above Ground, let me just say, well, thank you again.
Well,
you can't
let her plug her stuff. Vicky's got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, I do. I do have. My website is nunsforfun.com, nuns4fun.com, and I post shows there, and we work out of the Greenhouse Theater Center in Chicago, and I have all sorts of shows that I do locally and around the country, and hopefully back pre-pandemic it was around the world, but maybe it'll get back to that. So I am happy about that. But yes, thank you, Tim. Thank you so much. But yes.
Nunsforfun.com. That's how many shows are you've got?
A porn site.
How many? It's what?
It is not a porn site. It's nuns, the number four, fun, all one word.
Spell out the letters.
I have about a dozen plays that I can put out there and do for fundraisers and for NF theaters. I'm going to be at American Theater in Hampton, Virginia. On March 16th, which is a Saturday, and I'm doing my game show, Are You Smarter Than Your Eighth Grade Nun?
Great.
So.
Ah, okay. And can you hit us hard? All right. Thank you very much, Vicky Quadi. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know by the sound of that bell that it's game time again. Every week at this time, we play a round of Boom Again, a wonderful game that's a great board game that everybody should have. And to make sure that everybody has a chance to have it, we ask three questions from the game every week. If you respond with the correct answers, we'll send you a game. Carolyn, where should they respond?
You could send us an email at anotherdayabovegroundshow@gmail.com. Just put Boom Again in the subject line, and if you get it right, we'll send you a game.
Okay. Here's the answer. To show you how it works, I'm going to give you the questions from last week and the answers. The first question from last week was, in your guts, you know he's nuts. That was the Democratic response to what Republican campaign slogan for Barry Goldwater?
In your heart, you know he's right.
That's correct. In your heart, you know he's right. For Barry Goldwater.
Wasn't that before I was born, you guys? I think that was before I was born.
Yeah, most of life was.
Okay. That's true.
Well, it depends. Okay. It depends on which age you're using now, Carolyn.
Hey.
People, years, dog years. You can use any calendar if you want. You know. Did you know that the calendar is the way I just learned this, is that Washington's birthday, which was celebrated until it was moved to presidency, which was celebrated on the 22nd of February. Originally, he was born on the 12th of February, but it was during a change in calendars. And I forget which one it was, from the Aztec to the Jungian, or I don't know. But they moved it to the 22nd. And then they moved everybody to President's Day, but that's a rant for another time. All right. Here's the second question from last week. According to the lyrics in Jefferson Airplane's psychedelic classic White Rabbit, what did each of the three pills do?
Larger, small, and don't do anything at all.
Absolutely. One pill makes you larger, one pill makes you small, one pill doesn't do anything at all.
The ones that Mother gives you.
Yes, that's the right. That's right.
Yeah, it depends on who your mother is, actually. Because I'm sure some kids are, Mom, what is this? It's something to keep you shut up while we drive to the Grand Canyon.
All right, and a history question is our third one that you should have learned as a baby boomer. When asked to surrender, the commanding American general at the Battle of the Bulge gave a one-word reply. What was it?
Ozempic? Sorry, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he spoke foreign languages. No, and I believe it was General Patton who said, "Nuts!" That was the only reply he gave, and then they went and kicked some butt. So those were our three questions from last week. But now, folks, get something to write down with, a paper, a pen, a crayon, whatever you happen to have handy, because here's our three questions for this week. Number one, there are three U.S. states that start with the letter O. Name two of their capitals.
Ooh.
Three states start with O. I want the capitals of two of them. Okay, you're going to have to look that up. Second question.
How's that a baby boomer question?
I don't know.
Do they not teach? Do they not make kids do the capitals anymore?
Well, this is from things you should have learned in school category. Oh, okay. And so, you know, you should have learned it.
Okay.
Anyhow, here's our second question. Candace Bergen's father was a great ventriloquist. Name him and his two best friends.
Oh.
And our third question, I love this one. Ukfe Uye is in what language? Ain't making this up. It's a question.
I'm going to remember that one. That's a good one.
I don't own a.
So if you know the answers to those questions, send them in to where, Carolyn?
To anotherdayabovegroundshow@gmail.com. But wait, if you want to buy your own game, you can go to boomagain.com. In the checkout page, put in the promo code 10ADAG, and you will get 10% off your game, courtesy of Another Day Above Ground.
There you go. You can't ask for more than that. And if you did, you probably wouldn't get it. But anyhow, kids, this wraps it up for this week. Thank you very much for listening to us. I ask you to visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com, to see all of our episodes and learn a little bit more about us. And other than that, Carolyn, do you have any final words?
I do. Also go to our Facebook page, Another Day Above Ground on Facebook. We get lots of traction there. Lots of people visit us there. So come and we post every episode there and... as well.
There you go.
And become friends with us.
And Tim, where would you like them to go?
TimSlagle.com. Find more about the Tim Slagle World Tour.
All right. And finally, I invite you to go to DaleIrvin.com, where you can sign up to receive for free the Friday Funnies in your email in both a written and a video form. That being said, I want you to go out and enjoy the rest of today and the days that follow, because today is another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.